Welcome to the Power of Attorney Project, which is part of our Conversations That Matter podcast. My name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. This podcast is intended to provide general information only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized legal, financial, or other advice. This podcast raises issues that our audience can further explore on their own in their own local communities with their own local experts. This project will help to be a call to action for families to solve their issues, find solutions to their problems, and have greater peace of mind.
And today's podcast is called, I Am Getting Older. I Need to Know I'll Be All Right. And our guest speaker is Karen Henderson. And Karen is founder and CEO of Long-Term Care Planning Network. Welcome, Karen, and thank you for joining our project.
Thank you very much, Mary. As you mentioned, I'm the founder of the Long-Term Care Planning Network, and it came about because of a 14-year life-changing dementia care experience with my father. And now the Long-Term Care Planning Network is Canada's leading resource center for aging and long-term care planning and education. My seminars, websites, newsletters, print, and electronic tools are recognized as key long-term care educational resources for Canadians across the country. Since 1996, I have become a well-known speaker, educator, writer, media commentator, publisher, and consultant in the field of long-term care. I'm a certified professional consultant on aging and life licensed to sell long-term care insurance. Finally, I am the author of a unique series of Canadian resources to help educate Canadians, including Long-Term Care, a practical planning guide for Canadians. I have worked with families and a wide range of professional and financial organizations across Canada, and I continue to work with my clients to help them understand the implications of aging and long-term care on financial, personal, and family well-being. So, let's get to our session. Once again, entitled, I Am Getting Older, I Need to Know I'll Be All Right. Who doesn't want to know they're going to be all right as they grow older? No one wants to think about the time when, as they age, they become chronically ill and may need long-term care. Unfortunately, the reality is that according to Statistics Canada, about 50% of those who reach the age of 75 will need long-term care. Some more unfortunate realities. Too many Canadians think the government will look after them when they become too ill and unable to care for themselves. Three quarters of Canadians admit that they have no financial plan to pay for long-term care if they needed it. And finally, the recent 2014 Sun Life Canadian Health Index found 47% of respondents worried about needing more long-term care than they have the money for, while 45% worry about outliving their savings. These are two extremely common problems, needing care and outliving your money.
Those are very interesting statistics. And as a woman, I must ask you, why should women be especially concerned about long-term care?
That's a great question, Mary. Women are the unsung heroes of family caregiving. We take time off, as I did for 14 years, to care for children, spouses, and parents. Consequently, we often have to leave the workforce to provide care, thus missing out on pensions and other workplace benefits. Many of us will outlive our spouses and be on our own when it comes to providing for lengthier long-term care costs. As a result of providing years of care to others, our own health may be compromised, resulting in greater long-term care expenses. And in my personal case, I'm single, so I need to be particularly concerned because I don't have built-in family that who may or may not decide that they would like to provide care for me.
And you know, that's an interesting point about having family or not having family. And I often hear people say, oh, well, my kids will take care of me. Oh, don't worry, my son will do this, my daughter will do that. But the realities are they may not. And this is another reason why we want to have this difficult conversation, because people need to know that they have to take responsibility for their own lives and for our own futures, and not assume others will be there to figure it out for us. So thank you for that.
Well, exactly, Mary. And it really boils down to having the conversation. I mean, have you asked your kids? And when I talk to many seniors, they haven't asked their kids. They haven't had the care conversation. So if you haven't asked, you won't know.
And don't assume. Just
absolutely.
Don't assume.
Absolutely.
So then, why aren't we planning for long-term care?
Well, it's called procrastination. When it comes to aging, it's easier to make assumptions than to look at life's realities. And these assumptions may include, I'll remain healthy even if I live to 100. The government will provide if I don't or can't. I won't outlive my money. And as we earlier spoke, my family will care for me. So let's take an in-depth look at long-term care.
Okay. Let me have the opportunity to give you some questions about that then. First of all, what is long-term care and where does it take place?
Well, long-term care is a variety of services and accommodation provided to people with a prolonged illness, a disability, or a cognitive impairment such as Alzheimer's disease. It's intended to help a person maintain their quality of life, their functioning. Long-term care is not intended to rehabilitate or cure medical problems. In other words, it's care, not cure, very similar to palliative or end-of-life care. Over 80% of long-term care is provided at home by families, and the remainder is provided in hospitals, retirement homes, or long-term care facilities, also known as nursing homes.
How much does long-term care cost?
Aha, the big question. Well, that all depends on where you end up living, in which province, at home, in a care facility, and really how much care you need. Provincial governments provide a few hours of home care per day. If you're lucky, you are responsible for the rest. The government pays for your care in a long-term care facility. You pay for the accommodation part. The government pays for your food and care. So here are some sample average care costs across Canada. So, nursing care, an hour a day, up to $60 an hour, annual cost, almost $22,000. Personal care, which is so very important to keep people at home, help with what we call the activities of daily living, dressing, bathing, eating, transferring continence, and so on. A mere 2 hours a day at $25 an hour is $18,250 a year. Homemaking, meal preparation, laundry, and so on, 2 hours a day at $20 an hour, $13,000 roughly. Now, if we look at accommodation in a retirement home, I've priced that out at $3,500 a month, which, believe me, is extremely conservative. Many retirement homes being built today, the rates are $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and $7,000 a month. In our case, this one is $42,000 a month. Accommodation in a long-term care facility, again, it varies across the country. In Ontario, it happens to be $2,275 a month, which totals over $27,000 a year. But the big zinger comes when people want to remain at home and they need 24-hour care 7 days a week. A dear friend of mine died on Thanksgiving at his home from prostate cancer. The last 3 months, he remained at home. He had two caregivers, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. The cost was $10,000 a month, or $120,000 a year. That is an extraordinary amount of money, and Canadians simply don't realize how much it costs to stay at home. So please remember, nothing in healthcare is free. We pay for care through our taxes, co-payments, or out of our own pockets.
How do I know I will need long-term care?
The million-dollar question. Well, the following factors that could predict the need for care include age. Clearly, the older you get, the longer you live, your risk will increase. Marital status. Single people like me are more likely to need care from a paid provider since we can't count on a spouse or children or grandchildren. Gender. Women are more likely than men to need long-term care, primarily because we live longer. Lifestyle. Poor diet and exercise habits can increase your risk. How well have you looked after yourself? And finally, health and family history. A family history of poor health or chronic illnesses may increase your personal risk. Let me share a story with you of a family consulting client with whom I'm presently working. His 85-year-old mother, previously in good health and living on her own in her own apartment, suddenly suffered a severe stroke, which left her wheelchair-bound for the rest of her life. She is presently in rehab, but will be out very soon. Her son, who's 60, by the way, had no idea how to proceed. He had never considered that something like this could happen to his mother. He said to me one day, "Karen, I thought she would just die without suffering any chronic debilitating illnesses," which is unfortunately a common belief or wish among boomer children. So together, we are working through possible accommodation options, costs, and the need to locate private caregivers for his mother. Quite frankly, he's in shock about the lack of comprehensive care, available professional care, the lack of available care beds, and the cost of providing private care because the present system does not provide enough funded care for someone like his mother. And that's how long-term care often happens, out of the blue, too often tearing families and their financial futures apart. I do a lot of public speaking. Whenever I ask how many in the room know someone with Alzheimer's or a related dementia, the vast majority of hands go up. A 2010 report by the Alzheimer's Society of Canada revealed some shocking statistics. Right now, approximately 500,000 Canadians have dementia, and one new case is being diagnosed every 5 minutes. By 2038, well over 1 million Canadians will have dementia, and we will be diagnosing one new case every 2 minutes. Of course, the demand for long-term care will increase, and we could have a huge shortfall of beds equipped to deal with dementia sufferers. I'm often asked the number one risk factor for dementia. Quite simply, it's old age. There is no known cause or cure. Dementia in any form is a fatal disease, and you should be concerned.
You know, my mother had dementia, and it came to us as a shock as we watched her memory decline and her whole body shut down. And it was just something that we weren't prepared for. And when we actually received the diagnosis, I would be like many, I think, and was just stunned and didn't know where to turn. And so this is a real issue for families, and it is a growing issue indeed.
There is
also a lot to consider here. And I am a bit confused and frustrated. What do I need to do?
Well, I understand your confusion and frustration. There's very little direction for people who become family caregivers or who indeed become ill themselves. So here are some straightforward steps you can take to prepare for long-term care so you don't end up suffering from your own personal financial sticker shock. First of all, decide on whom you can count for help. Who's going to be there for you? Your family doctor, friends, your family. Number two, establish clear legal direction through your will, your powers of attorney, and advance directive. I cannot stress this enough. And remember, once you make a will or a power of attorney or advance directive, don't stuff it in a drawer and forget about it. These are living documents that need to be updated based on the changes in your life. Number three, learn what your community has to offer with respect to services for seniors. Number four, make sure your home remains a good fit. If you live in a home with four staircases, as my father did, and suffers from severe arthritis and inability to walk, that's not a good fit. You need to find a one-level accommodation. Point number five, take the time to investigate what the healthcare system does and does not pay for in your province. Do not depend on the government to care for you. Point number six, look after your health starting now. Exercise your body and your brain. It's never too late to start. Number seven, communicate your plans and wishes to your family, your physician, and anyone else who may be involved in your care. And the last point, but perhaps the most important, is create a long-term care fund or method of funding your care.
Those are all really great points. Thank you, Karen, for that. Now, knowing those, how can I fund my long-term care?
Well, it's not as complex or tough as many people think, Mary. There are numerous possible sources of funding for long-term care available to you. These may include talking to a financial advisor about setting up a financial retirement plan, which must include a plan for long-term care. Another is self-funding your care through savings, investments, or pension plans. The third may be family assistance. Fourth, consider making regular contributions to your RRSP, which can be used for long-term care. Or five, set up a TFSA specifically to fund long-term care. Six, consider purchasing an annuity to pay for care. And finally, consider purchasing a very interesting new product called long-term care insurance. So let's take a look at long-term care insurance.
Okay, that's a great idea. Actually, what is long-term care insurance? And most people, I believe, have never heard of it.
Well, you aren't alone, Mary. The product is relatively new to Canada and unknown to most of us. And it is called a living benefit because this insurance, unlike life insurance, provides benefits while you are still alive. Long-term care insurance helps cover care where you wish to receive it, at home or in a care facility if necessary. It used to be called nursing home insurance, which it clearly is not, because statistics say that 85% of claims are paid to people who are being cared for at home. So this insurance, long-term care insurance, pays a monthly tax-free cash benefit, which you can use however you wish. Some policy benefits include that this insurance allows you to stay in your home as long as possible. It provides relief to family caregivers because it can provide the money to pay for others to care. It permits care choices, and it can protect your estate or your assets.
You know, that's a really important point, and I would like to spend a minute on it. So when you speak of the word long-term care insurance, it really has the flexibility to be used where you live, and it doesn't mean that you're living in some type of institution. I think that's a really important point, that people could actually have this kind of insurance and live at home or maybe live with a family member and have the insurance cover some of these costs while they're still in their own home. I think that's a critical, critical point. Thank you for mentioning that. To add more to this, what would actually trigger a claim?
Well, this, you know, we're giving you a very quick overview here of long-term care insurance, but basically, one qualifies for covered benefits after a physician states that, one, you are unable to perform at least two activities of daily living, which include dressing, bathing, eating, toileting, continence, and transferring. Or if you need 24/7 help because you have a cognitive impairment such as Alzheimer's disease or a related dementia.
Why would someone consider buying long-term care insurance?
Well, there are many reasons. People buy it because they don't want to rely on family for care. I mean, there's a lot of people who do not want their children changing their incontinence diapers. They want to preserve their lifestyle, their standard of living. They want to stay at home and live like they've lived. They want choices and control of where and how they live. They don't want to suffer the way they saw a spouse or a parent suffer because there wasn't enough money. They want to preserve assets for other needs, which is very smart. Maybe they want to give some of their money to their children. They want to keep family healthy and together, and that means that family can remain harmonious because there are other people who can help with the care, and kids don't have to choose where mother goes this month or mother goes next month. People buy this insurance because they want to maintain their dignity, their independence, and their control, and they want peace of mind. They want to be able to go to bed at night thinking, you know what, if something happens to me, I've got this insurance, and I know I'll be all right.
So then, Karen, how much does it cost?
Well, I can't individually provide costs right now, but I can certainly provide some guidance. Long-term care insurance can be customized to fit almost any budget. The cost is determined by your age, your health status, clearly how much coverage you want, the length of time you wish the coverage to last, as well as other things like the elimination period and inflation protection that you choose. A licensed insurance professional such as myself can easily guide you through the decision-making process to end up with a product that is right for you.
So then the logical final question that I have for you is, how do I ensure that I will live out my life with independence, dignity, and control, and how will I know that I will be all right?
The answer is very simple. It's two words, planning and money. Planning gives you the knowledge you need, and money gives you the means you need to help you live where and how you want until the end of your life. It's not rocket science, it's common sense. And I must say that the time is now for you to start thinking and talking about long-term care and taking financial responsibility for your aging years. The existing elder care system is breaking under the strain now. All provinces have waiting lists for long-term care or nursing home facilities. And the baby boom hasn't even hit its heavy care need years. Home care is severely underfunded. And hospitals, the most expensive option, can't accommodate growing influx of frail elderly patients. So please, I beg you, don't wait until a crisis occurs, a fall, a broken hip, a stroke, a diagnosis of dementia. Start planning now so you can live out your life on your terms.
Thank you, Karen, for all of that information and for sharing the years of experience and wisdom with our audience. Karen, could you please share your contact information with us?
Thank you. I'd be most pleased to. My website is the Long-Term Care Planning Network, ltcplanningnetwork.com. My email is karenh@ltcplanningnetwork.com. And my phone number is 416-323-1090. And I would encourage you to visit my website. It is just loaded with 25 years of information. I talk about aging and chronic illness. I talk about dementia, elder care, end of life, long-term care planning. There are many articles that you can download. There are a whole series of products that I have developed for families, educational products that you can purchase. And it talks about the services that I offer, my family consulting services and my custom care planning services. My blog is up there called News and Views, and there is an extensive overview on long-term care insurance should you wish to know more about it. And, of course, my contact information is up there as well. So, really, there is information that will keep you busy for a long time.
Well, thank you, Karen, and thank you for joining our project. To wrap up today's podcast, Chris Catta, one of our board directors, and I have a few closing comments.
Mary, who are our initial project supporters?
We wish to acknowledge that this project is funded in part by the Government of Canada's New Horizons for Seniors program. Our other initial supporters include Care Connect, The Care Guide, the Healing Cycle Foundation, and Scotia Trust. Caregiving Matters is an internet-based registered Canadian charity dedicated to educating and supporting family caregivers. 90% of our work is done online and by leveraging technologies. 10% is done by producing local educational events. We leverage technologies in everything that we do, ensuring greater reach and sustainability. I trust that we have given you some of the highlights of our exciting new initiative. If you are interested in speaking with me about the project, please let me know. We look forward to your questions and your ideas.
Mary, if listeners have questions, what's the best way for them to contact us?
Well, they can contact me, Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. My email is mary@caregivingmatters.ca. Our telephone number is 905-939-2931, and our website is www.caregivingmatters.ca.